Hello and welcome to this special YouTube podcast audio video thing, because this is the New Year message from me, your host Robert Crichton, across the platforms. It has been an odd year, 2020, and what has been most odd about it is, having been a podcaster for a few years, I'm now suddenly, rather unexpectedly, running a YouTube channel. So this video slash podcast is a way of saying hello to video people. Maybe you'd like to listen to the podcast, and hello podcast people. Maybe you'd like to go and view some of the videos, because a lot of the content does cross over in this sort of multi-platform strand that is beyond Shakespeare, as it has become over this very odd 2020. First of all, I really want to just thank all of the people who have helped make 2020 bearable. It's been a pretty awful year on personal levels as well as just the world. So the fact that we've been able to read plays together and plan ahead and look ahead and use these mediums to look forward to a positive future has been really, really helpful for me. It's been a year of setbacks as well as opportunities of going forward. So at the beginning of the year, we were planning to do lots and lots of live shows, or at least start live shows, and our first one of the year got cancelled because of the first lockdown. I mean, actually, we cancelled it before the first lockdown was announced, but you know, we saw which way the wind was blowing. So the live possibilities have been less, but having discovered the opportunities that online video platforms have given us, we have been able to actually do a lot more. We have produced hundreds of videos. It has been ridiculous, the amount of material that we've actually looked at. We are well on track now, sometime next year, to have looked at, done a first look video exploration of every single play written before the opening years of Elizabeth. We've almost done all of medieval theatre. We've almost done all of the early Tudors. There's very little text that we haven't done an initial assessment of. And as we come to the end of 2020, we've started doing second looks at plays and building up the toolbox for us to be able to, when we can go back into theatres and we can do things in a more physical way, to go forward with these plays and actually be ready to produce them. And anyone who's worked with me before will know that a lot of what we've done with Beyond Shakespeare has been a bit ad hoc in some of its preparations, and we've been discovering things as we go. So we have had the opportunity via these online platforms to understand plays. And we've met some lovely people along the way, some wonderful collaborators who've come in and shared their time and their ideas and their thoughts and their terrible, terrible jokes. And created a little community. And if you're watching this video or listening to this on the podcast, you can always join us. We now have an open forum, so long as your time difference matches vaguely Greenwich Mean Time and the times that we do stuff online. Anyone from around the world with the internet connection can join us online, reading plays for the first time, acting in plays in the second time, discussing and finding other ways of looking at this early modern, early material of drama, but also other material as well. The expanse of stuff is sometimes overwhelming, but also is just a wonderful opportunity, depending on what your personal tastes and personal interests are. So, looking ahead to 2021, which hopefully will be a lot better than 2020. What are we going to be doing? I'm hoping that we're going to continue doing our first look read-throughs online. As I say, sign up for that is available. They're always on the website at beyondshakespeare.org. Go there. There's a join-in Exploring in Isolation page. You just go there. There's a link is updated every week saying what the available reading dates are. Just sign up and join in. And all the information should be there. If you can't find the correct information, give us a buzz on the usual lines of communication, admin@beyondshakespeare.org, or find us online at Beyond Shakes on various media platforms. So I'm hoping we'll continue doing first looks, and I'm hoping that you out there will join us as we sort of find out how these plays function. We've been starting to take these first look on Zoom sessions a little bit further. We've been looking at plays for a second time. We've been running them. We've been doing that a bit acty, but not too much, because we don't want to exclude anyone who doesn't feel that confident with the technology, or for that matter, with the plays. We're trying to be as open and inviting as we can. And that is slowly moving us towards a third look, where we try to produce Zoom plays that are rehearsed and properly prepared. That's still a little bit way off. We're still sort of slowly edging there as we see where the world will be in 2021, because I don't know. So the intention is to continue doing these things that we've already been doing in 2020, but some things may pull back depending on people's availability, and other things may come forward. One of the things that may change is hopefully we'll be having a few more patrons signing up, and a few more people donating on Ko-fi.com. We have already got a number of wonderful patrons, and I'd just like to thank the patrons who help keep all this online. At the moment, the income we get from the patrons is covering all our expenses. We're no longer losing money, and we are increasingly getting a budget to do things in the future. It's still relatively low, but if you join us, the kind of projects we can produce will increase. We used to be primarily about producing full cast audio adaptations, as opposed to looking for Zoom things or even live theatre. That's taken a little bit of the back burner in 2020 because of time, and also just simply it's just a bit depressing sitting in a room editing audio when you could be talking to people virtually online, and 2020 really hasn't been the year to sit in a room and edit things. So there's a lot of full cast audio material that was promised for this year, which hasn't happened yet. It's still sitting on the editing board, and hopefully this year we'll start, 2021, we will start clearing some of that. And hopefully into the end of the year and into next year, we'll actually be going, right, we can start planning some new full cast audio adaptations to go with whatever we're doing on Zoom. And again, hopefully the live shows that we'll be doing in theatres. Again, we're much better prepared to produce those shows now. We've done all these first look exploring sessions. We've got hopefully a larger audience base out there in the world, and more of an opportunity to build and create better shows. So while a lot of that may or may not happen in 2021, hopefully 2022, a lot more of those more large-scale projects will start coming into being. For those who might want to become a patron, we've got in 2021 a load of things in the pipeline, which will be exclusive or alternative cuts for the patrons. And so we have coming up in the new year, we have the Fantasy Production Meeting. That is a series of podcasts for which, if you're a patron, you will get the complete recording of our sessions on that. We do a production meeting for a fantasy production, and we discuss what we would like to do with various plays that we really think are great, but we can't at this time do a production of. And also we discuss things in a way of going, well, if we had an almost unlimited budget, what would we do with this play? So the first of those will be on The Old Wives' Tale. That's coming out in January. It's coming out to the patrons first in over the next few days. And depending on what tier, you'll either get just the podcast version that will go out to everyone early, or you'll get the complete audio recording of the live session, or you'll go up another tier, you'll get the complete video, the video of us recording our discussion and our chat and all the silly fun things that we have lined up in that. If you're a £3 tier member of Patreon, you get a tartan jest every week. If you're going up to the £5 tier or $5 or whatever your local currency is, next year I'm going to start doing readings of various chronicles. We're probably going to start with Holinshed. We're going to start working through the idea of history that early modern people had, and that's going to be coming out possibly as videos, but I think that's probably just going to stick as an audio thing. There's probably going to be one of those a month. There may be, I'll split it into different, it depends on how these texts break down. And also I'm hoping this is very much a thing I really want to do, is I want to be doing a series of podcasts on Tudor interludes, because I have a strange fascination and love for Tudor interludes. So I'm going to be doing some slightly whimsical, silly essays, audio essays, on Tudor interludes that will, again, primarily go to the patrons first before they go out onto the podcast. There are other ideas that are in the pipeline at the moment. I'm trying to create projects that are relatively simple and self-contained at the moment, because the world is still very complicated, and things that hopefully you'll find engaging and fun. I'm hoping we can do more history, more stuff about history, about the history of the plays and the history around the plays that we've been looking at. And that's something I keep saying we'll be looking at later, and 2021 is the time to start making that happen. So those are all threads that are going to be going out online. Some of them are interactive, like first look exploring sessions where anybody can join in. Some are a little more, if you've been joined in or you're a patron, you'll get access to things. And most things eventually make their way to YouTube or to the podcast. And as I say, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to produce more content like that that's going to be exciting. The one thing we did manage to do in 2020, or I managed to do in 2020, very much a personal project, I managed to actually do a live piece of theatre, admittedly in a theatre that didn't actually have any people in it, which was live streamed from the Key Theatre, which was The Ghost of Richard III. And if possible, I really want to do more of that. Not necessarily with one-man shows and just me, and not necessarily in theatres that are empty, but it really did open our eyes to the possibility of producing live streamed theatre in relatively small theatres with relatively small audiences, but to give it a much wider audience. So next year, depending on, or this year, by the time this video goes out, 2021, I'm hoping that the possibility of doing more live on stage, but also live virtually streamed events will be possible. I'd say there's an awful lot of ifs and buts about the future of what's happening with Beyond Shakespeare. What I keep saying is our aim is to build the platform, to build an audience for the work that we do, and that your support means that we can produce more, or we can commission more. Not everything necessarily has to be produced directly by us. We may be able to find collaborators and other people who might be interested in having their work shared by our platform. Because, as I say, we have various different tendrils now. We have a YouTube channel. A year ago, we didn't really have a YouTube channel. There was one video on the YouTube channel for Beyond Shakespeare, and that was it. We now have over 200 videos covering over 100 plays. And on the podcast, we have over 340 plus episodes covering a slightly more indeterminate number of plays, depending on your definition of a play. But a good 50 or so, I think. So we've covered a lot in a very short period of time. And I'm really hopeful that in 2021, we can sustain the things that sustained us in 2020. And also do new things and different things going forward. And so if there are plays that we've done, that you've watched the video for or listened to the audio of, and you want us to come back to, one of the points of what we do is that we don't just do a play, tick it off and ignore it and never talk to it again. The point of all of this work is to come back to a play and do it better the next time, and do it the better the next time, and have a bigger audience for it the next time. So if there's a play that you particularly like or have ideas about, then get in touch. All the contact details are in the show notes for the video and the podcast version of this little bit of chattage. Do get in touch, and we'll see where we can go. I can't, again, make absolute promises. We aren't a big platform. We're a website. We're a YouTube channel. We're a podcast at the moment. I really want to be able to branch out into other things as we go forward and to build a larger team as we go forward. But at the moment, it's still very, very small and niche. And 2021, 22 is really going to be where hopefully we can expand and do more. And so your support, sharing, liking, telling people about what we do, or contributing if you have money. I'm always very fond of money. It makes it easier to pay actors to do things and make things happen in ways that at the moment it's very difficult to do. But we are also nicely a very lean operation. The overheads to keep everything online is relatively small, which means that any money that comes in can be funneled straight to projects fairly quickly. And create scalable works so that we can maximise what we put out and hopefully entertain you and keep you interested and engage you. So here's farewell to 2020. Yeah, good riddance. And hello to 2021, where hopefully we can take all the good and the bad that came out of 2020 and do something more. And do something exciting with it. And all that remains is to thank all of you who've been watching, all of you who've been listening, all of you who've contributed and helped make these things happen, everyone who's read a part in any of our sessions online, anyone who's helped prepare a text, anyone who's contributed as a patron, giving even £1 a month or $1 a month or whatever your local currency is a month. That makes a huge difference and makes all of this happen. So have a wonderful new year, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.